Welcome to episode 4 of the e-commerce mindset podcast, where I talk about the concept of non-zero days and an interesting Reddit post that I found that I think you'll find interesting if you're into personal development and growth. The episode is brought to you by Incrementum Digital, which is my Amazon sponsored ads management company. We manage your sponsored ads to grow your Amazon business utilizing Amazon ads, sponsored brands, video ads, and Amazon DSP. You can reach me at liran@incrementumdigital.com to get more information. I hope you enjoyed the episode. A concept that I follow is called no zero days. And the concept is basically to not let a day go by with a zero on the scoreboard. So basically, a zero means you didn't do anything to advance towards your goals in an area of your life, whether that's your business goal, whether that's your family goals, whether that's your health and fitness goals. You just didn't do anything to move the ball forward. And that would be a zero day. And what I've been focusing on is not having any zero days. I keep a tracking sheet where I check off. Basically every day 7 different things that I want to do. These are more personal things, and then I have separate business goals as well underneath that. But there's 7 things that I want to do every single day, and if I check off at least 3 of those things for me, that's a non-zero day. So for you, it could be whatever the things are that you want to do, every day, whether that's read or meditate or exercise or spend an hour with your kids or, keep your phone away during dinner, whatever it is. Those are some of the items that are on my list, as well as a new habit that I incorporate into the month. So I want to check those things off every day. I want to have no zero days. And so I started to look more into this idea, into this concept of what it really means to have no zero days. And I found this thread on Reddit where there was a college student who was basically kind of complaining about their life. And they were at a really, bad point in their life. And this guy, Ryan, responded to them. And this is 6 years ago. And this kind of became a very popular post on Reddit that's been reposted several times since. So I'm going to read you the response. You can go on Reddit. And if you look up No Zero Days Ryan, you'll find it. So this is a response from this guy, Ryan, to this guy, Max, who, was kind of complaining that they kind of don't care about themselves anymore and they've reached a really low point. And so he kind of writes him, sounds like you're having a tough time. And he says, I'm going to give you some rules that I've learned from some other people and sort of pass on this this concept of no zero days. And so he writes, rule numero uno, there are no more zero days. What's a zero day? A zero day is when you don't do a single thing towards whatever dream or goal or want or whatever that you got going on. No more zeros. I'm not saying you got to bust an essay out every day. That's not the point. The point I'm trying to make is that you don't have to make yourself promise yourself that the new system you live in is a non-zero system. Sorry. So he says, the point I'm trying to make is that you have to make yourself, promise yourself, the new system you live in is a non-zero system. Didn't do anything all day and it's 11:58 p.m. Write one sentence, one push-up, read one page of that chapter, one, because one is non-zero. When you're in the super vortex of being bummed, your pattern of behavior is keeping the vortex going. That's where you're used to. Turning into productivity, ultimate master of the universe, doesn't happen from the vortex. It happens from the massive string of consistent non-zeros. That's rule number one. Do not forget. Rule number two, be grateful to the 3 U's. He writes, what? 3 me's? That sounds like some mumbo jumbo BS. Newsflash, there are 3 U's. There's the past you, the present you, and the future you. if you want to love someone and have someone love you back, you got to learn to love yourself. And the three U's are the key. Be grateful to the past for the positive things you've done. And do favors for the future like you would for your best bro. He writes, feeling like shit today? Stop for a second. Think of a good decision you made yesterday. Salad and tuna instead of Big Mac? Thank you, younger me. Was yesterday a non-zero day because you wrote 200 words? Thank you, younger me. Saved up some coin over time to buy that sweet thing you wanted? Thank you. Second part of the three me's is you got to do your future self a favor, just like you would your best friend. No best friend? You do now. You got two. It's future and past you. Tired as hell and can't get off Reddit, video games, interwebs. F you, present self. This one's for future me. I'm going to rock out P90X, Ab Ripper X for 17 minutes. I'm doing this one for future me. Alarm clock goes off and bed is too comfy. F you, present self. This one's for my best friend, the future me. I'm up and going to run a 5K run. Make sure to thank your old self for rocking out at the end of every single thing that makes your life better. The cycle of doing something for someone else, future you, and thanking someone for the good in your life, past you, is key to building gratitude and productivity. Do not doubt me. Over time, you should spread the gratitude to others who help you on the path. Rule number three, don't worry. I'm not going to go too long, he writes. Rule number three, forgive yourself. I mean it. Maybe you got all the know-how, money, ability, strength, and talent to do whatever it is you want to do. But let's say you still didn't do it. Now you're giving yourself shit for not doing what you need to do to be who you want to. Heads up, champion. Being disappointed in yourself causes you to be less productive. Tried your best to have a non-zero day yesterday and it failed. So what? I forgive you, previous self. I forgive you. But today is a non-zero masterpiece to the best of the ability for future self. This one's free for future you. Forgiveness, man. I use it. I forgive you. Say it out loud. Rule number four is the easiest, and it's three words. Exercise and books. That's it. Pretty standard advice, but when you exercise daily, you actually get smarter. When you exercise, you get high from endorphins. When you exercise, you clear your mind. When you exercise, you're doing your future self a huge favor. Exercise is a leg on a three-legged stool. As for books, almost everything we've all ever thought of, felt, or gone through, or wanted to know how to do, or whatever, has been figured out by somebody else. Get some books. Post to Reddit about not caring about yourself. Good first step. Non-zero day. Thanks, younger me, for typing it out. You know what else you could do? Read 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. Read Emotional Intelligence. Read From Good to Great. Read Thinking Fast and Slow. Read books that will help you understand. Read the Bodyweight Fitness Reddit and incorporate it into your workouts. Reading is the warp whistle from Super Mario 3. It gets you to the next level that much faster. That's about it. There's so much more when it comes to how to turn non-zero days into hugely non-zero days. But that's your mission right now. Your mission is non-zero and forgiveness and favors. You got 36 essays due in 24 minutes and it's impossible to pull off. Your past self let you down big time, but hey, I forgive you. Do as much as you can in those 24 minutes and then move on. So anyway, this is kind of the gist of the post, and it's about non-zero days. And I thought this was really helpful, not only to think about every day as a non-zero day to doing something to achieve my goals. I think for me, tracking the things that I want to do in my day helps me make sure that I don't have non-zero days. And for me, just checking a box is some psychological trigger. I want to check that box. I want to go throughout my day, checking the boxes of the things I want to do. It keeps me accountable. I also have an accountability partner. I send my tracking sheet to at the end of every day. He sends me his, and it's kind of how we keep us accountable. But the other thing I found that was really useful in this post is not just the non-zero days. It's this concept of the three U's. It's your past, your present, and your future. And when you don't want to do something, think of the future you that you're kind of doing the favor for. So it's like you're doing favors for the future you. You have, gratitude for, the past and the present, and as well as like forgiveness for the past you for any, or any mistakes in your past that you've done. You have your you have the forgiveness for the past you. You have gratitude for where you are. You have the favors that you're doing for the future you. I thought this was really powerful. I encourage you to go to Reddit, or I'll post this also. I'll add this post in the e-commerce mindset group on Facebook as well, with the podcast, so that you can I'll link over to the post so you can see it there as well. So thanks for listening to this show, and I'll see you on the next episode of the e-commerce mindset podcast. Thanks for listening. Join our group on Facebook called E-commerce Mindset. Just request to join the group if you're not in it. And hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please share it with somebody else who could benefit. I'll see you on episode 5 of the E-commerce Mindset podcast.